Mahalath, where there's a certain Indian of door to door. Torah went in certain dargis and so on. One of the sharp chilukim of Hanukkah is Hanukkah marks the beginning of a tkuf and kaisel when the nevuah was paska. We spoke about it a few times, and I wanted to speak about a different knetch this time. First of all, I found two mekayrus fit. I found brought down two mekayrus for the inyan that nevuah is paska. First of all, to say Olam Rabba. So Olam Rabba says that Alexander Moikden came about afterwards. He's listing the Seder Adairis, and it says until Alexander Moikdin there was Divrei Nevuah, and from that time onwards it says Hat Oznecha Shma Divrei Chachamim, and so on, that from now on it's Paska Nevuah, and it's only Divrei Chachamim. A second marker I saw brought down is Rabbeinu Nissim Goyen in his Akdoma to Agodas and Shas to Brochis, Akdoma to Shas by Kinkloli, says Rabbeinu HaKadosh lived 500 years after Alexander Moikdin, Shebiyomov Nifsika Nevuah. And it's clear that he's drawing a certain hemshech that Rabbeinu HaKadosh, who's the Sheirish of Torah Shebaal Peh, is nichs yachis to the tkuf of when it was nifsak, the inyan of Nevuah. Chazal bring down a confrontation between Shimon HaTzadik and Rabbeinu and Alexander Moikdin. Alexander Moikdin again was the Malchus that started Malchus Yavon. Malchus Yavon was one of the four Malchus that sprouted out of Alexander Moikdin's conquests. And Bemela, Alexander Moikdin met Shimon HaTzadik. He was going to confront him, and when he saw him, he was nichna to him because he saw him in Chalomis and so on. So Shimon HaTzadik is the first member of Torah Shebaal Peh that we have. The first member, the first Hu HaYoimer is on Shimon HaTzadik. And Bemela, the meeting of Alexander, Shebiyomov Nevuah, in this battle, was with Shimon HaTzadik that Biyomov started Torah Shebaal Peh. We've explained it about the Inyan of Nevuah being Zelum HaZeh whatever the Zera and so on. I want to speak about a different Nekuda. Just like we know that there's a Yiridus HaDeiris and things go down and they become lower and less, there's also a certain Inyan of there's a Hashlom of the Bria, there's a certain Tikkun that the Bria is developing. It's not only that it's getting worse and less and smaller, but there's also a Mahalach where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is bringing the Bria to a certain Shleimus and a certain Tikkun. And Bemela, there are certain maluses in the inyanim of dor to dor, together with the miut. So in the whole inyan and the whole area of Torah Shebaal Peh, on the one hand, it's a tremendous miut. We don't have HaKadosh Baruch Hu telling us what to do. We don't have the clarity of chazoin. There's no more ability to know what's emes with the clarkite that there was before. There's a certain malusa in our metzias that has its tzad maila. And I want to explain the tzad maila, the nekuda of what the mahalach is instead of nevuah, and where the tzad maila is. The Gemara says in Baba Basra, how do you know that it says nevuah, even though nevuah was nifsak miyem shachar beis hamikdash, nevuah was nispatel, but michachomim it wasn't nispatel. And then the Gemara later, second Madiyama says that from Shoitim it wasn't this battle. So the Gemara says, how do you know it wasn't this battle from Chachamim? So the Gemara says, because a Chacham in one place says one thing, and a Chacham in another place says the same exact thing. So a Chacham in Russia says a Svara, and a Chacham in Spain says a Svara, and it's the same exact Svara. So the Gemara says, maybe they're Bnei Mazel. They have the same Mahalach, they have the same personality, the same trend of thought. It's not so difficult. So the Gemara says, no, there's a different raya. Sometimes a Chacham says something, and he comes in the Beis Medrash, who is Amram mipi Akiva ben Yosef. You say it over from Rabbi Akiva, and if a small nobody could say a Svara that Akiva ben Yosef said, Bal Korchach, there must be an element of Nevuah. So the Gemara says, V'dilma, for this Svara, he's a Bas Mazla. We find a lot of times in Svarim that a person had a Gedah, you know, a person will say it's a Teretz, and realize that who is he to say the Teretz, and where it was a kasha that was asked by giants, and he'll say, "Hinichli mokum in Hashemayim lizgadabah." It's a mokum lizgadah. So the Gemara says, so that's not a raya either, because in this nekuda could be the person is a ben mazel of Akiva ben Yosef. So the Gemara says that a person can say a svara, he comes into Beis Medrash, omis amra halacha l'moishe misinai, and it's said over as halacha l'moishe misinai. So that's an absolute. So the Gemara says v'dilma kisuma baruba. Maybe it just happened to guess. His Rebbe asked him a kasha, is it chayev or potter? He took a chance. He said chayev and said, yeah, you're mechav to halacha l'moishe misinai. It's not a raya that is. So the Gemara says v'lav taima koma. Lamaisa, the person is saying a tam. He's saying a logical reason. He's saying a svara, and he's mechavim to halacha l'moishe misinai. So that the Gemara blies with is the raya that is nevuah in Chachamim. It's a peladic inyan. I mean, b'derech halacha l'moishe misinai is for those areas that svara can't be kaveh. When the Gemara exhausts all imudim and all svaras, the Gemara says halacha l'moishe misinai. And here we say the person said a svara, and it's a good svara, and he was mechavim to halacha l'moishe misinai. So dal mechavim to halacha l'moishe misinai. And Rashi adds something, a very, very strange hesber. Rashi says, svaras libohi habo loy benevuah. It's a svaras halev that he got benevuah, and he was mechavim to halacha l'moishe misinai. Again, it seems to us almost the oxymoronic. A svara that came to through nevuah. A similar inyan where you see the halacha l'moishe misinai juxtaposed with a svara is a Gemara Menachos. It says that Moshe Rabbeinu asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, why is he making ksarim on the oisius? HaKadosh Baruch Hu said there will be somebody that's going to dash until the tilm shalachis, herani, hareini, and he saw Akiva ben Yosef dashing, and he couldn't understand what he was saying. And he didn't feel, Moshe Rabbeinu felt achlisha sadas from it. Till he heard him say they got to one inyan, and Akiva said, and Rabbi Akiva said that it's halacha l'moishe misinai. This is halacha l'moishe misinai. So certainly it wasn't inyan, there wasn't inyan of COVID, chas v'shalom. I mean, he was nisyashav daitoy that he said halacha, that it's halacha l'moishe misinai. Oh, he finally got credit. I mean, what's the pshat in the mahalach of Akiva Yosef that he said svaras that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't, and then he had to come on to halacha l'moishe misinai. So let's give it a term. Let's give it a certain hagdara. When we speak of ruach hakodesh, somebody knows things that other people don't know. It's future things, secret things, and so on. Colloquially, ruach hakodesh is part of the general folklore about this person, this person, that. The Ramchal is magde. Ruach HaKodesh is part of Yesodes Hadas. The Rambam speaks about it in Halacha, and the Ramchal is masbirit. Svara and Das is what a person can figure out with his own mind. Nevuah is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him. A Nevuah comes along. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, this is the way it is. I don't understand why. Doesn't have any reason to rhyme. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, so that's that. A person says his own svara. It's his own svara, his own das. Doesn't need somebody else. Ruach HaKodesh Ramchal says is when you understand something and you realize that understanding was beyond your normal abilities of understanding. As opposed to nevuah, which even after you have it, you don't really understand it, you just know it. And as opposed to svara, which a person can know because of these are the kaiches that he was born with, and these are the kishreinis that a normal human being has, ruach hakodesh is intermediate darga. It's a darga where a person is deher something, and he realizes that it's a deher that the person could not have thought of on his own. It's because HaKadosh Baruch Hu was marchiv daitoy to understand it. The Rambam says it when he speaks in Yisrael HaTorah in Yoni Nevuah. The Rambam says that when the first tag is Ruach HaKodesh, he says when Ruach HaKodesh descends on a person, he realizes umeivin bedas atzmai that he's not the same person that he was before. Nevuah, the Rambam says, a person is mistarif daitoy, nitref is daitoy, veivorov mizdazois. Nevuah is a situation where a person becomes bottle. Ruach HaKodesh is a matziv where a person understands, but realizes that it's an understanding that's beyond him. So we have here a darga that's lower than Nevuah, between Nevuah and between Das Adam. There's a tfisa with Das, and yet it's a Das that's not mine. Let's try to understand mitzad, the teichen, the mile of it mitzad, the person. Let's say somebody shows me the obvious. Somebody taught me how to read. I don't walk around the rest of my life saying, everything I read, even though they say on the Vilna-Goyen that he was Makat Toyev to his Al-Bez Rebbe, but Stam Adam, say that somebody points out the obvious to me, I thank him for it, and it's my Svara. I once heard from Adam Godel, a psak, that there's no chiyuv to say over B'Shem Amrei a kasha that's obvious. Something that's unique to a person, his chiddush, his kasha, his teretz, something that everybody learning the sugya would ask it, I don't have a chiyuv to say it over, because it's not his be'etzim. I could have missed it b'mikra. The person was a mara mokrim ulai. But it's not the pshat that the person be'etzim, it's his chiddush. So when a person is able to deher things on his own, it doesn't really bind him in any way to the person that he hears it from. Beseder, he showed me, it was obvious, and he pointed it out to me, and now I understand it myself. On the other hand, If the person, even after telling me what to do, still, I don't understand it, doesn't make any sense, but if he says so, it's on his authority, on his das, on his seichel. It's also not a bond, it's a one-way street. He was mitzave, and I do it because either I'm bound to do it, or because I realize that he's smarter than me, he's a big doctor, and he knows what's good, I don't understand it, and fatik. So that type of relationship, both of those relationships, are not binding relationships. There's a relationship where it's me, it's my svar, my das, and you are a messiah, very nice. It could be your das and your svar, and I don't know what you want, I don't understand where you're coming from, but if you said so, you said so, and I have to take it on authority. Both of those chisreinus are that there's not a kesha mitoich hadvarim between the two. But sometimes, for instance, a person learns Reb Chaim, and he understands it. If he doesn't understand it, Reb Chaim is not meant to be a Shulchan Aruch. It's not exactly like Kosev HaZeidach Metan. Reb Chaim is meant to explain. So until a person doesn't harv and understand it, he hasn't learned Reb Chaim yet. When a person does understand it, there's a feeling, it's not something I could have said. It's not something I would have said. It's Reb Chaim's Lichtigkeit. So you have an extraordinary matziv where the person dehers with his own das, and he dehers Reb Chaim in his das. It's Reb Chaim's das and his das are dehering it. Rekivega's a kasha. The thousandth time over, it'll still be Rekivega's kasha, because I knew that I'd never ask it, and the brilliance of the kasha of Rekivega's, and the hanor, the tainug of it being a kasha that I deher, and I deher Reb Kivega b'chad amachto. So there's a certain inyan in this mahalach of Ruach HaKodesh that we'll call, this is what's called Ruach HaKodesh, where a person their hairs, this, like Rashi says, HaKodesh Baruch Hu gave him Svaras Halev, and it's his Svara, but he realizes that the Svara is a gift at that moment. It's not his natural das. That is the nevuah that's given over to Chachamim. It's the nevuah mitzad mahalchei chachma. The Ritva over there says, the Ritva says before, I think, the in Babasa, that it's Ruach HaKodesh, that it's the Ruach HaKodesh shebelev Chachamim. The Ramban says the Lashon, that it's Ruach HaKodesh belev Chachamim, and the Ritva says that he understands it with a das that's beyond normal understanding. That's pretty much what the Ritva says. So we have here the mahalach of Moshe Rabbeinu was kulei tzivui. The halach of Moshe Mesinai was the sheirish of Torah. That's the way it is because that's the way it is. And the mahalach of Reb Akiva is not his own das. It's not, then the pshat is, that's like Chachma Yovan. He has his das. Rebbe Akiva de Herd Alachal Moshe Misinai. That was the chibur of Moshe Rabbeinu and Rebbe Akiva, that in Rebbe Akiva's svara, the bottom, the kudur of the svara was Halachal Moshe Misinai. It's the Halachal Moshe Misinai blossomed in Rebbe Akiva's das and he deherred it. But the deher was Moshe Rabbeinu's deher. That's what he said. Moshe Rabbeinu felt that if there's somebody who has such a das Torah should be given through him. And what he saw in the machzeh was that be'etzem Rebbe Akiva's deher is his deher, but just he had the das of Moshe Rabbeinu's Torah. But the Torah was Moshe Rabbeinu's Torah. One of the inyanim, if I can point out, I guess a shortcoming of sorts. The Rashiva Reinem always speaks about it, both privately and publicly. That one of the inyanim that the yeshivas were built on was the tremendous the rischa deraisa, the tainuk, the ligging in it. What made a ben teira more than anything else was that his mind was shakur and learning, and his seichel and Torah's seichel became one. He was it shaped and changed a person, because when a person is studying something else, he's using a seichel, and it's definitely better than using his hands and feet. But that's it. Vesuloi, any chachma, any other chachma is a chachma that doesn't carry the hair of halacha mishum sinai in it, and it's vesuloi midi. It doesn't bring a person to anything or to anybody. In Torah, a person, when he's deherring the amkus of Torah, and when he's deherring the chrifus of Torah, and the lichtekeit of Torah, the person deherrs in it, it shines in him. It changes him, because the person, when a person's face shines with deherring a svara, it's not a personal accomplishment, it's that he deherred the svara, the das alikim, that's in the pasuk. The nevuah, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him the svaras halev, came to him b'derech nevuah. That's the mile of it. And b'meila, and since it's a zman that's miyuchid for this chelik of Torah, this Chanukah marks the time when Torah came down. It's a yerida, because we don't have the klarkeit and we don't have the brirus hadas that we used to have when nevuah came. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said Koyama Hashem, and that's it. But on the other hand, a person for the first time can become bonded to learning, can become bonded to Torah in a way that it wasn't shaykh before this tkufa. Until then, a person had to just listen to what he was told and do as he was told. Now a person could deher it with his own mind, and deher that what he deheres is past his own mind. I want to finish. There's a gevaldike tir of the Balatanya, a niflidike tir about the dveikus, the special dveikus that's in Torah. And Libi Oimali, that it's talking about this chelak atayr, this inyev atayr. He says that every time a person does a mitzvah, there's a ha'ara that surrounds him. Let's take it down into words that are meaningful to us. Whenever you surround something, you are balabas over it. Just like in war, when you surround a city, you become the balabas over the city. So when a person does a mitzvah b'shleimus, and he does it because he's mevatel himself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so the person becomes surrounded with a ha'ara from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a zbatos of his, and he becomes surrounded. When a person, on the other hand, learns something, let's take something choil, and a person takes all the pratim of the inyan, he takes all the pratim, all the phenomena related to a certain effect, and he puts them together, finds out the theory that binds it all together, and then he becomes master over it. So in a certain sense, his mind surrounds it. He becomes the balabas over it. I know exactly how electromagnetic forces work. I know how to produce it. I know how to stop it. I know how to direct it. I understand it, and I'm completely makif the inyan. That is another relationship. He says, Torah is a mitzias where a person is makif HaKadosh Baruch Hu and is mukif HaKadosh Baruch Hu vasachas. The person, it's a mitzvah and it's a havana. It's halacha Moshe Misinai and it's a svaras halev. And he says that's a chibur nifla, dveikus nifla, the Baal Tanya says, that she'en kedugmos in the whole world. In this in the chelik of Torah, a person does what it says, and the person is mekablet, he's a mukaf by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In the chelik of svar and seichel, where a person understands that he becomes master and he's makif, those are two sorts of inyanim that are there in the world. But in inyan, we're in the same nekuda, in the same svara, in the same inyan, I'm both submerged in HaKadosh Baruch Hu and makif alikus. That's a chibur, a dveikus nifla, that's only shaykh and Talmud Torah. And it's a zman that's mesugal for this specifically. There's a chelik Torah where we learn a bekiyas to learn up what it says, and to halacha to do what it says, and so on. Those are all in yanim chashuvim. But if a person wants an inner kesha, whichever chelik Torah it is, if a person learns at harvest and on the zman allotted for it, the person learns a maral and he opens up his eyes in agada, then the person there has a new havana, a new ha'ara that he never had before, and he realizes it's a lichtekeit that only Chazal gave. It's not his own lichtekeit; it's Chazal's. And when a person harvests of Gemara and learns sugyas and lives in them, so the pshat is the person's, the Reb Kivegas, the Reb Chaim's, all of the godless that's there in Torah, the person deheres it, and the person realizes that what he has in him is much bigger than him. That it's an awesome feeling of satisfaction on his own hasaga, and boizmanis, the person has a satisfaction that he's coiling himself something so much bigger than himself. That becomes a chibur nadveikus nifla, that there's nothing like it, that the person is tofus and dovak in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is tofus and dovakim.